Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Tiger baseball scheduled for this afternoon. Weird weather pattern. First of all, it's supposed to be pouring rain most of the day today, and it kind of broke up. It is ominous looking outside. It's dark. It's overcast. It is raining in some areas of Metro Detroit. 1 p.m. in Detroit, 18% chance of rain. 2 p.m., 20% chance of rain. 3 p.m., 73% chance of rain. 4 p.m., 98% chance of rain. Also expected to be thunderstorms involved. But Scooble's pitching. And the Tigers don't score a lot of runs. They can get the whole game in. Let's go.
They only need to get five innings with a lead.
Yep. Let's five innings. It. 5 innings of Scooble. I like that.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I mean.
Get it on. Get it over with.
If I'm going to tell you right now, Scooble's going to give you a complete game, regardless of number of innings, I'll feel pretty good about their chances to win.
You know, it's funny. The Red Wings theatrics last night, it overshadows what the Tigers did yesterday, which was pretty impressive to come back and win that game.
Yep.
But, yeah, let's hope they get the game in.
248-539-9797. Anthony's in Port Huron, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Anthony?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Lalonde, and I don't think he's the right man for the job because when you're an assistant coach, you're typically not the one making the hard decisions. And he might have been a buffer for the star players in Tampa Bay. And now you're sitting at the head of the table, and you're making those hard decisions. And one of the things that to me, killed their season was the Red Wings play when it was like 6 minutes or less in a period. And sometimes 5 minutes at the beginning of a game. And so set that aside, but when it comes to the end of a period, you're up one or two goals. You don't have a sniper that you can depend on all the time. Why is he not saying to the guys, look, let's lock it down. Okay, we're up. Let's finish this period strong. Let's get out of here.
How do you know he's not? Why do you assume he's not telling the team that? Because it doesn't work out?
Because if he's the guy making the hard decisions, if you're putting guys out there that aren't doing the job, then you sit them down. That's what his job is to make that hard decision. And I'm telling you X, Y, and Z, and you're doing A, B, and C, then you come sit by me, and then we'll deal with it.
Well, again, you know what, Anthony? You're bringing up something that you're speculating on that if it is true, I don't think he will be the coach because Steve Eisenwald knows.
Okay.
That.
Okay. Well, how do you explain early in the season when they lost the game to San Jose when you're up 4 goals? If you're not making your mark at the beginning of the season, how can you possibly
do you think that doesn't happen
at the end of the season?
You don't think that happens to every team in the league every year, at least once, that there's just a game that all of a sudden things go haywire?
I'm not concerned with other teams. I'm only talking about the Wings. And here's one thing I'm going to do because I didn't recognize this until late. If he comes back, I'm going to chart every time the Wings give up a goal at the beginning of a game in the last 6 minutes in a period and see where we stand. Because I'm telling you, because they're not listening to him. If they're not listening, then why are you the head coach?
Well, again,
If they're not listening, then I agree with Doug. If they're not listening, Eisenman knows, and then he probably won't be.
He won't be the head coach.
Okay, but I think it's hard to project that. And the other thing, we're all, I think a lot of people are losing focus of this. How good is this team?
Well, they were supposed to be about an 85, 86 point team.
They are a mediocre hockey team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have potential to be better than that, and they are starting. We're starting to realize some of that potential, and they've got younger players we're excited to see. I think they've taken steps to go in that right direction. But all is said and done, this team won literally half of their games. You cannot come up with a more apt description of what mediocre is than winning 41 out of 82 games. That's what they are. They're not a great team. And you want to hold them to the standard of great teams with great players, I guess do so at your own peril, because this team is not a great team and doesn't have enough great players.
As far as blown leads are concerned, the Red Wings have the 10th fewest blown leads in the league this year.
All right.
I mean, so, I'm looking this up. I found a website that keeps track of blown leads. Now my computer's gone out.
Well, look, it's a bad computer day. Well, suffice to say, there are times and stretches this season where the Red Wings would give up goals either to start the game or to finish the game that were crushers.
Yep.
Goals happen at the end of periods that are crushers. And you know what else happens? The Red Wings score goals at the beginning and end of games that are crushers for the opposition. This is exactly a mediocre team.
But last night they had their 14th come-from-behind win, which is the most in the NHL.
I know.
So look, Anthony's got his theory, but I'm not sure that the data supports Anthony's theory.
But the argument then is, then why can't you get them motivated earlier on in the season to get things going as opposed to the last 3 days of the season?
You know what that is? It's the argument against Stafford. All Stafford's comebacks. Remember how many people said, yeah, well, it shouldn't have been trailing to begin with.
Careful.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
248-539-9797.
Like, if this were a really good hockey team that has no business threatening to miss the playoffs, I get the people be really upset. But when this team takes a leap from 1 year to the next by 11 points and takes it down literally to the last seconds to find out if you're in the playoffs or not, it's a step in the right direction.
Let me also say this, too. I am not against moving on from Derek Lalonde. I wouldn't do it for Anthony's reasons. I'm not sure Anthony's reasons are particularly valid in terms of the data supporting them. They have the most come-from-behind wins in the league and amongst the fewest blown leads in the league. But he, you know, the San Jose game was something he can't forgive him for. And there are moments where there's the straw that breaks the camel's back. But I would have fired him right after that.
That game was really frustrating.
There's a lot of implied dysfunction in that locker room from fans today, that the person who knows the most is Steve Yzerman. And if there's merit to any of these theories, he should be gone. But on top of that, my reason for replacing him is simply, okay, who gives us a better chance to win? Who gives us the best chance to cross the finish line? Have we seen enough from Derek Lalonde to know it's not him? If we've seen enough from him to know, I don't think that this guy can win, that I'm fine with it. It's not any single, like, loss or motivating technique or anything like that. It's just, can I get somebody better? Well, because I'm not firing him without having probably I need multiple solutions that I am convinced 100% are better. And Gallant has had his success, but he's been fired from everywhere. Numerous places. Yeah.
Some were really short stays, even
he's
though
far
he was
more defined,
winning.
He's far more defined than Derek Lalonde.
Yeah, and Berube is the other hot name that's out there, and I get it. And here's the thing with the NHL. Happens all the time in the NHL, where they'll make coaching changes early in the year, or they'll make them in the middle of the season. We've seen teams make coaching changes right around the trade deadline with teams that have been winning.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen with a coaching change. But I still trust Steve Yzerman to make the move if he's going to make the move, because he knows best what's going on behind the scenes. He knows best whether or not the message is getting through, and he's the guy that's responsible. Steve Yzerman is the guy responsible for putting together the roster. And will the roster he puts together for next year's team, is it going to be better, more competitive than this year's team? It better be. Can't just count that these guys, you know, the guys like Raymond and Sider are going to be a little bit better. Valeno is going to be a little bit better. Rasmussen's going to be a little bit better. Larkin will be a little bit better. You can't just count on that. You need to know that the guys you're bringing up are going to help improve this hockey team. You know, are you going to move on from all these veteran players that you have that are free agents? Are you moving on from Daniel Sprong and David Perron and Christian Fischer? But are you going to move on from Gostisbehere?
Think about what's been suggested. Like, Lalonde's been in this league for 2 years. They've gotten better both years, but he hasn't made the playoffs. And in Detroit, this is hockey town. It's borderline unforgivable. He shouldn't be punished for the 6 years that preceded that. We've had Bob Bugner suggested today, who's been in the league.
He's come up twice.
He's coached in the league 5 years and never made the playoffs.
Well, clearly the roster does have to get better next year, Gator, but Steve Yzerman didn't make any real big moves this trade deadline. And for whatever reason, because he said he liked the depth they had, whatever. Maybe Steve Yzerman thought this roster was good enough to make the playoffs and Derek Lalonde didn't get them there. To me, it's not about there has to be someone better. If you don't believe the guy you have is not good enough, move on. Yep. And your job is to go find someone better. It doesn't even matter if it's not an obvious choice, because that's his job as the GM of this team, is to go find that guy, right? All I'm saying is, if you don't believe, if Yzerman doesn't believe Lalonde's the guy, move on.
Of course.
I don't even care who's out there right now. You move on.
Actually, I do care. I do care. If the guys you want are unavailable with other teams or aren't going to leave their current positions, I don't fire the guy. I wait it out and go back at it another year with Derek Lalonde.
I disagree if you don't believe he's the guy.
Well, I don't want to bring in somebody worse. Now, you're right. There's something to get. Sorry, but I don't even know how he would know that after 2 years, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe he would, but.
I mean, maybe
it would have to be I want a strong conviction that you've got somebody better, is I guess what I'm saying. I want strong conviction from Yzerman. I'm doing this to make the team better, not as a punitive, don't believe in this guy.
But I think if you don't believe in a guy, it's kind of like addition by subtraction. If you think this guy is not an asset,
I guess.
Then you gotta
move
on.
I can hear what you're saying. And I find it hard to believe, honestly, as I talk this through, that he wouldn't have access to some pretty damn good coaches, being Steve Yzerman. But if he brings him back, that says a lot about where he stands with Derek Lalonde.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.